Yeah, I just listened to the audio during the break of the toss yesterday between In the Loop and The Drive. And Lopez and Ron were going at it pretty good. So we will play that. Maybe we'll play that at 7 o'clock today on the show. That was good stuff. If we want to circle back to Frombergate, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think
Frombergate.
So.
Frombergate. This is something that's going to keep... it's going to play out over the course of the next couple of months, man. The Astros are likely going to be in the playoffs. And Fromber, this entire season has just been more like the bad version of Fromber when it comes to erratically emotional things he's done and said.
Yep.
It's in a season when finally you get Yordan back, but then also he had another pitcher injury now in Spencer Arrighetti. We didn't really touch on that.
No, we didn't. Did you see Jake Meyers fouled a ball off his foot last night at Sugarland? Yeah. It goes down in a heap. I think he got back in the box, but he was taken out a short time after that. So, yeah, Arrighetti to the 15-day IL with elbow inflammation. What could go wrong?
I think I've formed the calluses that a general in wartime does.
Where you have to.
You understand that there's going to be losses along the way.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to start thinking about these players as numbers more so than human beings.
It's crazy, man. Every year it's been this way the last three years.
I'm like a big box a shopping store, retail store, where I'm like, okay, there's going to be a certain amount of shoplifting.
Theft.
All right. Yeah, you just can't do it. Can't do anything about it. You got to manage it as best as you can, but we can't fixate on it all the time. Okay?
Arrighetti is shoplifting.
Yeah.
I
just don't want to get to the point where I'm a modern drugstore and I'm just letting people waltz out the door.
Yeah.
Did
exactly.
I tell you I was witness to one of these things?
No.
I was at the CVS there at the corner of Kirby and 59,
yeah.
And it happened so fast, I was just kind of confused. I was near the exit, and I was going down to – I was tying my shoes, and all of a sudden I heard like a little rustling at one of the electronic stands near the cash register, and this kid kind of just jogged out the door in front of me, and when I looked up, he was jumping into a car, and they were taking off.
Wow.
And there were two like customers like looking around like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
I could have been a hero, Sean. I could have tackled the kid. Yeah.
And instead?
I could have tackled him.
You could have. Big chance.
And then gotten sued. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I could have tackled the kid and been a hero and then gotten sued for everything I had.
The irony would be if he hired Mo Karam to defend himself. There you are doing commercials for the very firm that is suing you. All right,
No,
it's a type of law. I get it. Predictions by Jonathan Alexander. We're not going to get to all 10 in this segment. That's impossible. But there are a few of these here. Now, some of them, like the first one, C.J. Stroud will have an improved season. Okay. I agree with that. I don't think C.J. Stroud's going to go backwards this year. Nico Collins stays healthy and records career highs across the board. I feel like those things go hand in hand. If Nico Collins stays healthy, he will definitely get record career highs across the board. Although he was... 1,300 yards a couple of years ago, missing three games, is pretty sporty. So far, so good. Derek Stingley will be all pro again. Boy, I feel like some of these are just predictions on health, you know?
Yeah, prediction on health. And also, I'll credit Jonathan Alexander for, you know, I feel bad for people when they're tasked with these. Hey, make 10 bold predictions, because
10.
That's the classic kind of stuff that gets clipped and aggregated, and all of a sudden it gets presented as like, oh, this Yahoo is saying this crazy stuff. I think Jonathan's an actual journalist, unlike the rest of us, and I think he kept these as actually bold predictions, but very, very possible.
Yeah, I think there are a few in here that are truly are bold. Like, I think Stingley will be all-pro again is a bold prediction. There's only two all-pro corners in football. He can have a great year.
But it's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Like Mike Tannenbaum was doing one of these segments when he said the Titans were going to win the AFC South.
Yeah.
And, it's super competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think with Stingley got the recognition last year without having the defense yet be at that kind of, in the offseason, people have reassessed things, and I think nationwide, the Texans defense is getting a lot of respect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, this year, it's if there's any letdown defensively at all, or if the team doesn't do well, I think it's going to be harder for Stingley to get it again. Like, the defense has to take another step forward for him to get this recognition.
Unless
again.
He has eight picks or something like that.
Right.
You know,
And that's the hard part, too. As the defense takes a step forward, there's a good chance Stingley has fewer picks just because he doesn't get targeted as much.
That's why I think your premise is spot on. because the defense, I think Stingley will have less than five interceptions this year, unlike the last two seasons where he's had five in each of them. So the defense needs to be one of those defenses that if you're a good player in that defense, you get the benefit of the doubt, you know, all-pro and Pro Bowl voting, that kind of thing.
I think there's one thing, though, too, that I think Stingley probably travels with the best receiver more this year because one of the things that's hard when you have a guy travel with the best receiver is that, yes, it's challenging for Stingley to do that, but then when you're a rookie cornerback like Kamari Lassiter, all of a sudden, you have to play on both sides of the field. Mm-hmm. You have to make a lot of adjustments on the fly. This year, Kamari Lassiter, with his experience, I think is going to be even more comfortable
doing that.
So it allows Stingley to travel more often.
Yeah, Lassiter's up to that assignment, I think, for sure. Who does he travel with this weekend, Stingley, if he's traveling?
You can't just pick Davante Adams or Puka Nacua.
They're both really good.
I think it's going to be a case-by-case scenario, yeah. I think.
I just want to hear D'Amico scream again this year.
Hey! All pro Sting.
Yeah.
They might do some things too this year where maybe Kamari Lassiter, you know, you could have a rule where if Davante Adams is in the slot, that's where Kamari Lassiter is going.
Yeah.
You can mix and match your strategy for doing all of this stuff.
Yep. The two that are concerned, I'm kind of skipping around a little bit. I'm not going in order. The two that I go, okay, I hope he's incorrect on these. Running game will struggle. Offensive line will be so-so.
Right.
Now, so-so means average. I'm okay with that.
So-so is a step forward.
Huge upgrade over last year.
It is. D'Amico yesterday, he kind of got frustrated and said he's just tired of talking and answering all these questions about the offensive line. And at a certain point, I was like, well, I mean, you did swap out four of them and fire you let go of, or the offensive line coach is no longer employed and you fired the offensive coordinator. So it wasn't him being frustrated that people are asking him the question. It's that he himself knows that this is what we've been thinking about and talking about all offseason long. They just got to go out and prove it on the field.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling yesterday during the press conferences where you just get to the point where you realize, okay, these guys have all been asked these same questions over and over again because there's only so much you can talk about until there's actual football.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm very, very excited to just come. Please, yes, tell me whether the offensive line looks like A, so-so, B, atrocious, or C, wow, even better than I hoped for.
Yeah, to D'Amico right now, when it comes to the O-line, the media is, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there?
Yeah.
We're the kids in the backseat asking if we're there yet. Will Anderson Jr. will contend for Defensive Player of the Year. I am here for that because we will hear this.
That's Defensive Player of the Year right there. Defensive Player of the Year.
That's right. Now, he was saying that to Danielle Hunter, D'Amico, but I could see him walking up and getting up in Will Anderson's face after a couple of sacks. Defensive Player of the Year right there.
Like any good parent would, he should pit his children against each other
Stingley,
to teach him a competitive
Stingley
drive.
Hunter, yeah, and Will Anderson,
and start like after the game, be like, I don't know, Will Stingley had a good game. I don't know.
Yeah.
He might be my favorite child this week. Yeah,
we play this.
Looks like he's Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know about you, Will.
We play this little game in our house, and we got three siblings. We call it Peyton, Eli, and Cooper. Which one's Peyton? Which one's Eli? And which one's Cooper?
That'd be an awesome.
We should play
that'd be
that.
An awesome sign to have, a chart to have in the locker room.
That should be our version of Kiss, Marry, and Kill.
It'd be,
it'd be Peyton, Eli, and Cooper. We should do that as a segment.
Would then, you rather be Peyton or Eli? In life.
In life, I think I'd rather. Boy, that's. I can't believe I'm thinking about this right now because the canned answer should be Peyton. He's
it
great at everything he does.
But let's be honest with ourselves.
But well, they've made the same amount of money playing football. Like, so there's no different. Like, they've made about the same amount of money playing football. They're doing all the same things now post-career.
Same number of Super Bowl victories.
Same number of Super Bowl victories. And I feel like Eli's done it in a way. Like, I feel like Peyton's done it in a way where people still remember all of his failures. The people remember the failures of Peyton Manning more than they remember the fact that Eli Manning was a 500 quarterback in the regular season throughout his entire... You know what, Eli? Way less pressure.
Eli.
There is way less pressure being Eli Manning.
There is, there's a give and a take to having extreme success. And to have extreme success and be genuinely happy, it's very, very, very rare. When I say extreme success, I mean people who are at the absolute pinnacle of everything that they do. And Peyton's a lot closer to the pinnacle than Eli is. And yet Eli... Sean, I can tell you just from that event that I did with them at Texas Children's a couple years ago. Yeah. All right, Eli. Eli is enjoying life.
No
man.
Pressure.
Yeah,
Peyton's carrying things, man.
I got the itinerary beforehand, and Peyton's itinerary was like he had this appearance in Florida. He was going to fly in. He had 4 hours, 3 minutes, and 27 seconds in Houston, and then he was off to do some other responsibility. Eli's itinerary was commercial flight. From New Jersey.
No.
Get in the night before and then show up at the event, 24 hours later.
Your life is a vacation, dude. It's liberating. Yeah. It's liberating to be Eli Manning. I'm glad we had this talk. This is an interesting one. I'm going to get to a couple more of these. Jonathan Alexander's bold predictions for the Texans in the Chronicle. Go out of your way to find it. It's a good piece. Tytus Howard will move back to guard. Tytus Howard will move back to guard, and I think the premise is that first of all, there's been shuffling on the offensive line every year because of injuries. Yeah. So it's not supremely bold to say that just because if a tackle gets hurt, all of a sudden that sets into motion all kinds of things now involving Blake Fisher and how do they blah blah blah. But Ed Ingram, what's your concern level? Because Jonathan said we don't know if Ed Ingram is good at this point.
Well, we don't honestly. This is the part that concerns me about the interior offensive line in general and. Every time I start reeling off the names of the Rams defensive linemen, I leave somebody out because there's so many good ones, that including their outside linebackers. But I think that we don't know. I think the scheme is going to be better. I think they're going to run the ball better. There's a lot of things just from a discipline standpoint and a technique standpoint that looks a lot better already compared to training camp last year. But when push comes to shove, guys at times have to just win their individual one-on-one pass rush reps.
Yeah.
And I've got concerns about all three guys in the middle right now. Jake Andrews has played 70 snaps in the NFL. Ed Ingram got benched last year. Laken Tomlinson is at the on the downside of his career and gave up a lot of QB pressures and sacks last year. So I think there's a really good chance that at some point Tytus is going to have to replace one of the guard positions, and not to mention just the injury factor as well.
Yeah, I mean,
I think the health of Trent Brown and the development of Blake Fisher, and then also obviously Cam Robinson goes into that.
Yeah, those are definitely things to watch. The last two here, Texans will host two playoff games, and then the very next one, Texans will lose in the divisional round again, this time at home.
Jonathan.
To the Buffalo Bills. Well, I do think the key to them getting to new heights, as D'Amico Ryan said in his post-game or postseason press conference last year after the loss to the Chiefs, I do think they need to be the one or the two seed. I do think they played in the divisional round six times, and they've been on the road all six of those games. That's not a recipe for having a high probability of getting to the AFC title game. I think they've got to stop. The key to them, it sounds weird to say, the key to them getting to an AFC title game is stop losing games that you lost last year where you had like a 1% chance of losing that game.
You want to get the Baltimore Ravens at home.
Yeah. Like Christmas.
Yeah. That'll be like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, which is true. You've got a better chance at home than on the road.
Well, especially this team. They've created a nice home field advantage for the defense.
Look, as far as their home field advantage with this defense, any quarterback who isn't named Lamar Jackson or Will Levis has turned to mush in that stadium.
Yeah.
They likely won't see Will Levis this year. So, hey, check that one off the box.
Yeah, that's right.
If they want to see the Ravens at home, it's going to have to be in the playoffs.
That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Hey, that football talk in this segment on Sports Radio 610 presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Headlines are up next. We'll circle back to the Yankees and the Astros last night. And the injury report for the Texans. Captains named for the Texans as well. We will get to all of that in headlines coming up next.